Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
You're listening to The Jillian Michaels Show. Word!
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype, from the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra, I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now. Available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Oh, man.
Now, I know you and I
see
things differently at times. But
yeah.
I must admit,
yeah,
I have felt the Jillian Michaels, what do you call it? Pain.
Oh, I was going to thought it was going to be the light.
No, not the light. Your pain.
My
and
pain.
That's in the Jillian Michaels.
You have chicken pox.
Never got to let go of the baddest, meanest, the fitness trainer in the world.
Ugh. Yeah.
Okay. And this is what happened. In a nutshell.
I'm listening.
I was thinking about getting some real estate.
Okay.
So I wrote to an
And they said, you're Janice Boozy deal.
No, it was because you know how I've been gone from Vancouver. I've been here. I was here in Los Angeles for a long time, moved back. So anyway, I'm
Janice Boozy
I got in touch with this gal I used to know.
Okay.
And she said, hey, you know what?
Yeah.
I'd love to help you find a place to look around. And she goes, I'm going to get you in touch with a mortgage broker friend of mine. I said, okay.
But so don't you need a real estate agent? Oh, she is
the real estate agent.
Oh, right. And you want to get approved for a loan first.
Yeah.
Check.
So
check.
We can figure out what we can look at.
Check a lot of moves.
So she goes, I'm going to tie you in. I'm going to introduce you and tie you in. So I get the email. It says, hey, whatever the
Boozy
mortgage
do?
Broker.
Oh, no, mortgage
no,
broker. Got
mortgage
it.
Broker.
Got it. Got it. Got it.
I was wondering if you could help out my crazy friend Janice. And so then, and she goes, and then the mortgage broker wrote back and said, hey, crazy friend Janice, nice to meet you. And I just went,
oh, no.
And you know what, Jill? I was so put off, and I just went, wow, first of all,
My cousin's a mortgage broker. You want me to put you in touch with him? He's a good guy.
No, but just first of all, you know, like, you don't even know me, and you're referring to me as, how about just, hi, Janice, my name's Mortgage Broker A. But just that.
Mortgage Broker A?
A-hole.
But, you know, and so I was so incensed, so I just let it sit, and I didn't address it, and I thought, how am I going to word this to say, you know what, I would love to have worked with you two, but this is just so... Anyway, then, so Mortgage Broker A calls me, and she's very sweet. Hey, I hadn't heard from you. And I just went, you know what, I'll call you later.
No.
And I didn't deal with it. I was going to work. I didn't have time.
Here's what I would say. I'd say this. In this particular situation, first of all, the mortgage broker, who cares? There are a million mortgage brokers. You don't have a relationship with her. The friend is who I think you would need to deal with. The real estate broker was a friend, right?
No, the real estate. Yes, the real estate person.
She's the one I think you need to communicate to.
Who cares
about the mortgage broker?
Yeah, but broker. Still, even that said, though, why would she say, hey?
Because she's trying to be in. She thinks it's like a cute joke in on, like, my zany friend Janice. She thinks it's obviously like, oh, funny Janice, crazy zany, wild,
so I
fun
be part
Janice.
Of the party.
I want to be part of the party. Yeah, she's oblivious. People make those mistakes all the time. Like, when my in-laws set the kitchen on fire, I was like, ah, this is so funny. Oh, my God, this is so funny. When inside I was like, oh, my God, you just cost me $15,000.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But inside I was like, oh, this is going to be ha-ha-ha, thinking that that would make them feel better, that I thought it was funny. When Heidi was like, you made them feel terrible. I'm like, made them feel terrible? Because I was like, oh, this is funny. This is going to be a great story. That made them feel terrible. She's like, you made them feel terrible. You were so insensitive. And here I was thinking that I was going to make them feel better instead of being like, Jesus, you just... You know what? You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, and so it's like sometimes people just don't know how, they get uncomfortable and they don't know how to read a situation. Forget the mortgage broker. Okay. She's whatever. I think the situation is tainted. There are a million others out there, you know, so whatever. Don't deal with that. The friend, though, you need to address.
Yeah. Now, there's a number of levels here. A, we have to take crazy out of our language, because mental illness is
but people don't think of it like that.
I know that they don't, Mama.
It's just, and that's a, but I hear you.
It's
go
a
ahead.
Side point. Yes, right. Yes. Yeah. It's a politically correct side point that I think we in the world need to stop using that term.
No, I get it.
But I get it's a throwaway term a lot of times.
And I think also she probably meant like my wild and, you know what I mean? Yeah. I'm a wild and crazy guy. But, like, she's from that generation.
Right. But it also discounted everything I've done.
I agree.
And
I hear you.
Exactly. And I kind of went, oh, my God. You know how you don't feel something until you feel it? And I went, this is what Jillian feels like all the time. It's like you work so hard to get away
from this persona.
And yes, probably it was Boozy Doo Day. So I was crazy Janice, you know? And also, I don't know. It was so rude. I was so bothered by it. And I'm trying to figure, okay, why? Maybe because it's like, can you never leave your past?
Because you just said, I've done all this stuff and that's how you identify. Dude, on the daily, people come up to me. On the daily, like, okay, for example, there's this kid, when I say this kid, he's got like 10 million followers on YouTube, right? And he had reached out to me on Twitter, your favorite platform, and said, like, hey, can you come on my show, my podcast? And I, you know, found out he's 10 million followers. So I go on his show and he's adorable. And he's like, people always say to me, you know, oh, Jillian Michaels, she's a bitch. She's difficult. And I was like, don't you talk about my Jillian that way. I hear that all the time, all the time. And I was like, who do you even know that knows me? Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, who do you know? Like, I'm in Canada. I'm about to go do Can't Fit Pro. This woman is like my whatever handler to take me from place to place. I go downstairs, you know, whatever. I spend a few hours with her. And she's like, you know, you're lovely. And I was like, okay. She's like, everybody told me you were a horrible bitch. And I'm like, well, I don't have a lot of friends in Toronto. So who are you talking to?
Yeah.
Like, you tell me who you know that knows me. Yeah. And it just, I mean, and it's so annoying. I get it. You're like, ugh. And it just, I was on the phone the other day and we're talking to this, oh my God. So I told Giancarlo, I'm like, why can't we reinvent the George Foreman grill? Like, so it's not Teflon.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Oh, that would be a great idea.
I'm like, why can't we do this in a way where it's healthier?
Yeah.
And, you know, so Giancarlo put me on the phone with this company who like specializes in things like that. Cause I was like, you know, I don't cook. But it's easy. It's convenient. It's you know what I mean? Like, it might not be as easy to clean because it shouldn't be Teflon. But so we go through this whole thing and the guy goes, the CEO, he's like acting like a prick on the phone. And then he goes, so are you difficult to work with? And I wanted to go. I wanted to be like, I think we're done. I think we're done. Have a great day. And, you know,
so perfect.
But I thought, A, I would give him what he wants, right?
Yeah, yeah, yes.
B, I'm like, I thought to myself, back the truck up. If this guy, you know, can do this, like, why are you gonna, you know, who cares what he thinks, right? Let it go. And I said, and so what I ended up saying to him is I said, well, that depends. And Giancarlo immediately jumps in, right? And he's like, her work ethic is impeccable. And I go, and so are my morals, dude.
Yeah.
Because that's where everybody's like, oh, she's such a bitch. She's difficult to work with. Why? Because I didn't want you to leave food all over the house torturing people that are overweight. Because I had issues with Biggest Loser's unethical aspects. And I fought with producers nonstop while Bob did nothing. Why? What? Why? Because, I don't know. You know, whenever I get involved with partners who then try to twist a product and like, make false claims, I fight with you? Like, what is it? Because I don't just go along with what you want? Because I, you know, it's like, yeah, you're right. I'm not going to allow you to make false claims on a product. I'm not going to allow you to, like, I'm not going to do that. I don't need to do that. And it's like, so I got really mad about it. But the question here is, when do you address it and when do you let it go? Mm. Right? So, like, with this guy, I'm like, you know what? If this company can do that, why blow up and give him what he wants? He's baiting me, first of all, right? So I was like, okay, buddy, yeah, whatever. Now, with that said, if it's a friend, I do think you need to address it. And if it's somebody who's nobody, ignore them and move on. You know, ignore them and move on. Because all day long, people who don't know me are like, oh, you're not a monster after all. I'm like, what? And it's such a, this kid Shane was actually being lovely. But it's such a passive-aggressive thing to say, by the way.
Yes.
It's such a passive-aggressive thing to say, and people do it all the time to me. So the thing is, Janice, I think, A, you need to confront her.
I agree. I agree.
And I think it's passive-aggressive.
I do too, Jill. And it's like a...
What does this person do?
Realtor. She's a realtor.
But what does she actually want to do? Real estate, unless you're a mogul, is like the, I didn't know what to do with my life, so I defaulted into being a real estate agent.
I don't know. You know what? It's someone I connected with after being gone for 15 years from Vancouver, right? It's
unless you are fantastic at real estate, I call it the category of the lost souls.
Yes, a lot of retired radio people go into real estate.
Right, a lot of fitness trainers become.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of actors become. Because they're like, ugh, I got to do something. I got to make money. I guess I'll go into real estate. But they don't do well at it because they don't truly love it. Like the ones that make a crazy amount of money.
Are the ones who truly dig
who get it, care about it, love the chase, great salespeople, entrepreneurs, love architecture. Like, you know, it's just if you default into it.
That's interesting that you're taking it there. You know,
how do you know her?
Just from the community. Just from.
Well, she's a homo then.
Yes, from the bar days.
Ooh. Oh, well. The bar days, okay? Yeah. And was she, like, wild crazy?
Oh, I don't know. I don't really remember those days. I'm sorry.
Well, I think
I think
you got to talk to her to understand her motives. And, you know, I'd be like, you know, that really hurt my feelings. Because maybe she says it because she glorifies those days. You don't know. We're guessing.
This is true.
You know, maybe, you know, we can't guess. But I think, you know, that's where you got to say, like, hey, listen. And, you know, just...
But I think it says something about it also says something about the people who work at we all try and work in our lives. We talk about this all the time on this show, how we try and march through this life in a better way, in a you know, more moraled way, which is what you were talking about, morals. I love that. I love, you know, your connection with your morals. And
well, that's when I'm like, difficult, when I don't agree.
Right.
And so screw
when
you.
When you try to leave a certain life behind, and it's like anybody who's quit drugs, alcohol, food. You know, people always want to connect to that old person. It's like, what's that? It's like the person who loses weight and comes in and say, I bet you'd like a piece of this pie.
Oh, it's status. You know, it's the status quo.
It's
an unspoken agreement of you'll be this and I'll be that.
Exactly.
And it makes me feel this way. So if you're crusty, maybe it could be if you're crazy, messy Janice, I have my shit together. Maybe it could be that she's glorifying the bar days.
Maybe
it could be that she was envious of where you ended up going, following your passion, not becoming a real, you know, but you won't know unless
you
at least just communicate it.
Yeah.
You know, and she may not know, in which case you still are setting a boundary saying, please don't refer to me this way.
And I could look at myself, as I was saying, and a lot of times I can look at my part and go, why is being called crazy friend Janice bother me? Maybe because I got work to do. Maybe I have to think about.
No, you know, that would bother anybody.
Okay, good.
No, it negates. Like, I honestly, can I tell you that when people are like, oh, she's such a bitch, like, it makes me so mad because I'm like, such a bitch. Like, and not to toot my own horn, but in honesty, like, I'm a great person. I'm involved in so, I kind of sometimes wish I would die so all those stories about how much I've given to people come out. You know, because they're like with Lady Diana, when they're like, everyone attacked her, then she died, and it was like, she did this, she did that, she did this, she did that, she did this, she did that. Yeah, she put all these people through school and college and took care of foster kids and helped the homeless and saved the animal. Like, I am a nonstop humanitarian. And you know what? I don't shout it from the hilltops.
Yeah.
Unless organizations ask me, like, hey, can you do this event? Can you do this? Like, I don't talk about the fact that, we worked with a foster care organization to, like, give over 100 kids presents for Christmas. Just me and my little friends. I don't talk about, like, all the stuff that I do like that. That's just what I do because it makes me feel better. And I, you know, I'm not perfect, but I do my best with the environment. I am not, you know, we use probably too much water and there's, you know, we try. But, like, we're conscious of it. We try every day to be better people. I try to be good to people. And it's like, the other thing is when people, I saw this meme the other day and it was like, don't be a bitch to me because then I'll have to be a bitch back and I do it better. Mm. And it's like, look, don't, I will be lovely, 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 kind, kind, kind. But if you step on me, then believe me, I will bitch slap you right back into your place. But it just, it's like, it's really annoying.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I'm actually a great person. Probably a person way better than you are. I actually give a shit about people to the degree that, like, I would be on set fighting with the network, with the producers. Do you think any other trainer in the history of that show actually gave a shit? Not one. Not one. Do you think any of them stood up and said, this is wrong, this is not okay, this is not cool, we shouldn't be doing this? Not one, because they don't care. They laughed all the way to the bank. They don't care. And I was the mean one. Please, give me a break. Who's still working with those contestants? Me.
Yeah. You know
me.
What? Me. I would like to speak at your funeral.
Please.
If you predecease me.
Yeah.
I would like to stand up.
I mean, I get it. Like,
I
get
it. Say some words.
Yeah, do it.
Predecease.
I might die just because. Just because. I want them to, everybody, it's like, it will be, you know, they only appreciate you when you're dead, Crazy Janice.
Well, oh, yes.
I wish you were a Crazy Janice because to be honest with you, you're kind of boring, Janice, and you always have been.
No, I don't think I always have
been. All the time I've known you, you've been boring, Janice.
No, I have not been.
Bore snooze fest, Janice.
You know what?
Snoozy do.
I'm gonna plan my eulogy for
Boozy
your,
do
for your funeral.
Is now snoozy do.
don't say that because it makes people feel that they're only exciting if they're throwing their panties against the
snooze
wall.
Bags.
Oh, you're terrible. You know what?
And my manners are impeccable, by the way. I am lovely.
Are you kidding me?
Oh my God! Go to dinner with me.
Who?
I am lovely. Thank you. Please.
Who
you're welcome. I'm a fabulous tipper. I tip 30, 40, 50%.
Who makes their children fart on me?
That's just
awesome.
Fun. Thank you.
Oh, God.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's 5-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours.
and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian. What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Schnoozy boozy. Schnoozy do.
No, I'm not schnoozy do and I'm not boozy do. I'm just a really good time gal.
No.
I'm quite a good time gal.
When?
Oh, lots of times in the privacy of my own home, I'm a good time gal. When I'm out with Millie, we're good time gals together.
You and the dog?
Yep. Okay. We do a lot of fun things together.
All right. You know how people often ask us about these fasting diets?
Yes, all the time.
Like the, what's that one called where you like fast for a certain amount of hours and then you binge like crazy?
Intermediate fasting
really? Diet.
I've never even heard of that one.
Yeah.
I've heard it all the time. And I've
so stupid.
See more and more articles that...
El Stupido.
That try to like back it and why it's good for you.
Nope. So, but here is where this comes from, okay. Right? So I was reading this article on Big Think. And so there is definitely a relationship between, let me clarify, ready? Calorie restriction and longevity. Now, where this gets manipulated and corrupted is the definition of restricted calorie.
Okay.
That does not mean fasting. That's not what it means. It means not overeating. That's what it means. So, period, end of story, right? So now, then you've got that whole group that's like, oh, you know, it's not cool to count calories. I just want to be healthy, which is so bullshit. Sorry.
Yeah,
it could not be more bullshit. It's like, no, I'm PC and I don't get on the scale. It's the health. No, the scale is a compass, especially when you're trying to help people lose weight. It's a critical and essential tool. And at the end of the day, calories do count. And the amount you eat is connected to everything from heart attack, diabetes, longevity, and so on.
Yes, yes.
Okay. But then you've got that group that takes this and corrupts it into a fad. The intermittent fasting diet. It has nothing to do. It doesn't mean the timing of your food. It doesn't mean fasting. It doesn't mean starvation. It means you're not overeating. And so what they've done is they've looked throughout human history, right, at times where we were hunter-gatherers and there might be drought, there might be tough winters, there might be agricultural plagues and so on where we had to cut back on our food intake to survive. Nowadays, there's an overabundance of food and crap food and people are overeating. And of course, it does lead to weight gain and what have you, which is linked to many obesity-related diseases, the ones that I just mentioned. But also, it's over-oxidizing the body. When we're constantly eating, 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 we're literally rusting. We're oxidizing.
Jesus.
Yeah. So it's, but you don't want to overeat, but it's not about starving either. So like they did these studies with mice, and they looked at calorie restriction also in like yeast, worms, flies, fish, and mice, of course. And they said in some cases, it was such a significant lifespan increase up to 40%. So they said, does it work in humans? So they talk about a study that happened, a 25-year University of Wisconsin-Madison study that began in 1989 using monkeys. And it says, because monkeys share 93% of our genome. One group ate 30% less calories than the other, okay? And the monkeys who ate a calorie-restricted diet had a risk of death 3 times lower than those who ate what they wanted. They had 2.9 times lower risk of disease, things like cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and cancer. What are those diseases related to? Obesity. Calorie restriction means not overeating. Restrict your overconsumption of food.
You know what, Jillian? You have a very
simple shorts.
I thought about you.
What?
Well, I just am saying. I don't mean that in a dirty way. I just mean I thought about you, and you have a very different relationship with food. Like you look at food with different eyes than I think other people look at food. I'm not saying you are alone, but
I feel like I look at it simply.
But that's what I mean. You make it, and I would strive to be able to look at food the way you do. You use it to fuel what you need.
No, I love food.
Wait, yeah, but, I've seen Jillian look at a cheeseburger.
I love food. Yeah, I love food. Well, not after I got food poisoning off of one, but I love food. I just look at it as follows. Here's what I see, okay? I've studied and studied and studied and studied as best as I can understand without being a doctor, right? I've studied nutrition. I've studied biochemistry. I've studied endocrinology. Through trial and error of reading these studies and talking to doctors and then implementing what I've learned, I see what works on different kinds of people and why. And I've been doing it for a really long time.
Right.
And the bottom line is it isn't rocket science. It's very simple. And the only reason it becomes complicated is because some a-hole is trying to sell you
something. But do you ever...
It's simple. Don't overeat and don't eat fake food.
Do you ever crave? Do you have...
Sure.
Do you know what that is?
But Mama, I'm eating an organic Cheeto. And I make it 20% of my daily calories.
No, but let's say this bar's here, right?
The chocolate bar's
here. It's really healthy. It's a very expensive kind of bar because there's no crap in it.
Yes.
You've been off sugar.
I always bring them sugar.
But
I bring them clean sugar, and then Janice goes outside and eats.
Eats those rotten M&M's. Well, you should lock me out of the studio. I had to do something to fight you. Now, I'm saying, do you crave it? Do you ever crave anything? Do you go walk by a bakery and go, oh my God, look at that pie?
I do crave things, but I have them in moderation. Like last night I was craving a glass of wine. I have one glass of, oh my God, Van Hurley blew the brains out of my head. Remember how I talk about how alcohol makes me fat?
Yes.
And I thought it was because I was estrogen dominant. She said it's because I have PCOS. Oh my God.
What's PCOS?
Polycystic ovarian syndrome. I've had it ever since I was a kid, but I manage it really well because I don't eat a ton of sugar, right? And all this stuff. I keep my insulin levels like stable. And she's like, anybody with PCOS, is dramatically impacted by alcohol. She's like, let me guess, you put on 10 pounds overnight. I'm like, yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Is it, and that's only for women?
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Although it does inhibit fat metabolism in men. It does inhibit testosterone production in men. It does release estrogen. But yeah. So anyway, I digress. What was I talking about?
I don't know. I just
cravings. Cravings.
Right. So I had crave a glass of wine, but I had a glass of wine, and I have one glass of wine a week. That's it.
But I just see, like, I can only, when the times that you and I have spent a lot of time together for a long periods of time, and I see your relationship with food is just different than mine. And
I remember, though, I was a fat kid. So what I do utilize food sometimes, but I've implemented ways to not overeat. Yeah. My concept of science, the science around nutrition, might be more simplified than yours. My understanding of emotions and food, that's a different game.
See, but and there I think, isn't that the rub? It's the
but I'm just saying, don't. Okay, so quite literally, I was trying to dispel all these fasting myths and survival. I'm saying that's not what this is all based upon. With calorie restriction, it's not based upon starvation. It's not based upon fasting. It's not based upon intermittent fasting, which is the stupidest thing in the world. It just crashes your blood sugar and then makes you chow down later, and it causes this binge purge. Dumb, dumb, dumb. And we've seen study after study show that the timing of calories has zero impact. It's the quantity and quality of the calories that you take in. So I'm addressing the science. I'm not addressing the psychology. I can address the psychology, which is just a different conversation.
Yeah, gotcha. Now, Nicole's the only one I know, because I know Jillian doesn't go to the bar a lot, that goes to the bar every once in a while. Nicole, have you ever heard of Angel? Do you know about Angel Shots?
Well, I've heard of Angel Shots, but I've never used them, nor do I know anyone who has.
Do you think, so Angel, just so people who don't know what Angel, you're probably better at explaining it than me, Nicole, but it's, because I don't go to bars anymore, but I know that there's signs in bars that if you're having, you feel unsafe, you're on a date for women, that you can, there's like a code that you can talk to the bartender.
Right, exactly. So it's like, say you're on a blind date, and the guy all of a sudden is super creepy.
Yep.
You go to the bartender and you order an angel shot neat, and the bartender will escort you to your car. Or if you ask for it with ice, they'll call a taxi or an Uber for you so you can just get away. If you order it with
Why can't you call your own Uber?
Well, I mean, this, if you feel unsafe, like, if you feel like you're in a situation that you can't call but you need one.
So if I'm being sex trafficked?
No, let's say you're on a Tinder date, and whoever represented themselves online ends
Why
up being like,
why can't you
a
just call from your own phone unless you're being sex trafficked? You saw that, right? The stewardess that saved the girl. It's kind of amazing.
On Alaska Airlines.
That's neato.
Well, the big one is if you order it with a lime, the staff calls the police.
Yeah.
So it's like you're able to.
Well, wouldn't
still
the guy
safe.
Know what an angel shot is?
Well, a lot of places they have like posters for them only in the women's bathroom.
But now we're
doing it.
It looks like that. But it's just, I think...
At Hooters?
Can I see?
Hooters? Women are going on dates at Hooters?
Hey.
What?
I love me some hot wings.
What are you talking about?
I wonder if
this seems like... Because I'd be more scared to say angel shot. Because the guy would be like, really?
No, but you could excuse yourself to go to the bar. You could say, I'm just going to go up to the bar and get a shot. And you say to the bartender, hey, you know what?
Okay, ready? If you've just excused yourself, you can say, hey, you know what? Can you call the police?
But I mean, say...
What if you're sitting at the bar?
Yeah, say you're sitting
right,
at the bar with
Right,
then
we're back to our original conversation of him knowing what angel shot means. Which
okay.
I don't... No,
okay,
no,
sure.
I'm playing
sure.
devil's advocate.
I'm just saying, I think it's interesting, and I think it's cool that at least people are trying to give women at least... Yes, does it work or not? I don't know. Is it a good idea or not? I don't know. But I think it's interesting that at least women who are fighting for women against violence... women against violence against women.
Each bar should have a different in the bathroom, just a different name for it.
Well, I think some have said, there's a call for Angela. I know in Britain or something, they did something about, ask for Angela or something. It's just kind of I think that's originally where it started was in Britain. And then they were trying to adopt it here. So I know that a lot of,
women's advocacy groups are trying to adopt it. Whether it works or not, I don't know. But I think it's... Anyway, I thought it was worth bringing up.
Okay.
Hopefully... And as you said, Nicole, you don't have... I mean, how many... Do we know how many bartenders know about that? That's left to be said.
Yeah, and it's kind of... It's interesting because I don't see it at every bathroom. Granted, I don't go to a lot of bars anymore.
Liar.
But the places that I have seen it... I don't know if it's every bartender or if the manager just decided to put them up and not tell the bartenders about it. So, I mean, it's a great concept, but I think...
It's slightly broken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, at this point, what else can fix it?
Yeah, true.
A button in the women's bathroom to talk to someone or something like that, or to a button where you flicks a light and someone goes to the bathroom to check on you and see what's wrong so you have a private place to talk.
Oh, but then going back to a women's bathroom, you are going to be standing in line for a half an hour before you can get in there.
True.
Why wouldn't you just, on the date, this doesn't make any, sorry guys, it doesn't make sense. And Janice, it's not personal. It doesn't make sense to me.
It's just
you're
like,
in a public place. Leave. Use your phone. There's a bouncer. Tell the manager. What's he going to do? Put his hand over your mouth and drag you out the back door?
A lot of women, I have friends who are feel afraid to speak up on things like that. Like I have girlfriends who don't have that courage or strength to even say, you know, they're afraid or whatever. I don't know. I think this whole thing is just to make it just slightly more accessible to even more women that don't have the courage to say things. Right?
Right. And it's like that. Or if you're one of those people, that's where I'm from, if a man picks you up for the date. Here, I don't know anyone who lets someone pick them up on the first date because they don't know if they're weirdos. But at that point, you're either trapped or you need to get an Uber, or now this guy knows where you live, so you don't want to piss him off even more until, you know, you're safely away. But it's just like, even if he is clearly not who he says he was on a Tinder profile. It's just that little bit of extra security, or like I've even heard of one, I don't even know what it's called, but you can tell the bartender you want a certain shot and they bring you over a glass of water, but they keep an eye on you because it's like, I'm nervous and I don't really know how this is going to go.
Wow. You know, what's kind of fascinating is how we're in these positions now by going on Tinder dates or going on like these, we put ourselves in a really...
I don't even buy that. This is ridiculous. If you cannot protect yourself in a public place, you have no business going on a blind date then. Sorry.
Well,
you're saying I'm effectively a child. I can't protect myself in the world. If I'm at a public place and somebody starts scaring the crap out of me and I'd be like, you know what? God bless. Have a great night. And if they start to get crazy, you're in a public place.
Yeah, but look how many people are accosted in a public place.
Who?
I don't know.
I'm at a bar.
I don't think it's that black and white.
Am I going to get dragged into the bathroom?
I don't know. I just don't think it's that black and white to say, you know what, I'm not digging the way this is going, so F you.
I wouldn't say F you. I'd just be like, I got to go.
Again, going back to what Jake said, there are a big group of women who either don't have the self-confidence to, you know, escape or get themselves out of a situation that they now find themselves in. And I feel, and I don't want you to take offense to this, that you're almost victimizing them by saying, how did you get yourself in this?
No, I'm saying you're in a public place. You don't need to order an angel shot. Say, I need help.
No, I see both sides. I think it's just one more extra thing that they're doing to make it slightly more accessible to another group of people.
No, I'm saying you need another adult to babysit you? You're in a public place.
It's more like knowing that they've got your
back. Listen, you're scaring me a little bit. I think the evening's over with. There's security there.
I don't know.
What if the bartender's a girl? I'm not going to walk you to the car. We're both getting raped. I'm going to get the security guard.
There's not always security in the afternoon.
Well, then I would say, like, if we're really in danger, let's call the police.
Okay. It's something that people are trying, and I think there is both sides to it. There's been negativity about it, too, whether it works or not.
I just feel like, look, you know, I agree with you that, like, if you're going out with a bunch of girls, you get each other's back, someone stays sober, you have a strategy in case you get drugged or roofied or whatever. But to, like, have to speak in code and not be able to protect yourself, and for all of us to be like, well, they're weak, I call bull.
I don't think we're saying they're weak. I think we're just saying that they're you can be put yourself, you can be in a position, you put yourself there or whatever, you can be in a position where you can't speak that freely.
Unless you're being sex trafficked, I just don't agree. I think you should. I think we've got to get to a place where that you can.
Then maybe if it stops some, if it helps somebody who's being sex trafficked, then what would be wrong
with
that?
I'm fine with that.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Okay, so Kristen is wanting to talk to the career coach. This is what this is about. Have you got your pantsuit on for the career coach? Yes, Kristen.
Hi, you've reached the voicemail box for Kristen. I'm not available to take your call right now, but if you leave your name, number, and a brief message, I'll get back to you.
Do you want to leave?
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Kristen, this is Jillian Michaels. How many times have you tried to reach her?
We've been trying to get in touch with Kristen since early January.
We've been trying to get in touch with you since early January, Kristen. Okay? And I don't understand. I don't understand. Why are you playing games?
No, she's not playing.
Why? She is playing games.
No, she's not
Where
playing.
Where is she?
Because sometimes when I tell people we're going to call, and then you
No, don't you,
go
me.
Off on
no,
a tangent.
I said to you today, when are we doing calls? And you said 2. And then we started running calls, and it's 3.
I know.
And she didn't answer.
But it's because I said between 2 and 3.
F you, Kristen.
Oh, Jeff. Jillian.
Get effed.
You can't do that.
No, that'll be great. It'll be funny. She'll play it for all her friends.
So we're back. And I just spoke to Allison a second ago. Now we have to talk a little bit quieter because Allison's baby is on her chest.
Oh.
So we can't talk too loud.
Baby like baby?
Or no,
like
not, baby. Not baby.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, baby. Yep. Yes, baby.
Okay, got it.
She's 3 and a half months. And she's really been a challenge.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the good ones always are, bud. The good ones always are.
Thanks. Yeah, I hope you're right. Yeah, she's been, like, sleeping 1 to 3 hours stretches every night.
Whoa.
Really draining me.
No wonder you're having problems with what you're having problems with. Now, Allison wrote to us. Allison apparently smells funky ass. Something's going on. What? What smells funky ass?
That's hilarious. That is so funny.
Allison has
in my mouth. First of all,
you know why? Because she's using the non-toxic deodorant.
What smells her armpits?
Because they don't work.
Well, there's a lot of areas that can smell, Allison. What's smelling? Is it your feet? Is it your bummy? Is it your mouth?
Her bummy. It's her deodorant.
Bummies can smell.
I wanted to do all not chemical free.
Ah.
And so I looked into deodorants and I tried just a few, and all of them just made me start to smell within hours.
Got
it. And so I can't do Botox because it's just not something I can do every regularity. So I just don't know what to do because there's a million brands out there and I've tried just three.
Okay.
But, I could probably buy all of them and try them all, but that's a big undertaking.
Yeah.
Well, and they are expensive. Okay. They are more expensive.
Well, you know what? They never worked for me either, bud. You stole the thunder right out from under me because I was going to say Botox, but it's not super cheap.
That's what I'm wondering.
It's not super cheap. And, a lot of people will be like, oh my God, really? You want her to put botulism in her armpits, which I actually don't think you can do while you're nursing, if you're nursing.
Oh,
in fact, I know that you can't actually. So forgive me. I can't say I don't think you can. It is recommended that you should not. I know this because some of my friends had babies in the last couple of years and they're like, my whole face is moving. I'm like 1,000 years old. I digress. I've often though, personally, and clearly I've never breastfed, I've often used Botox instead of, because the natural ones don't work. And you know what? I've read a lot of studies. I haven't found anything negative out there about it. With that said, that's not a solution for you at this time financially and because of the tiny peanut that I can hear in the background. Yeah. That's so cute. So, what causes odor, so to speak, is you're sweating and then the bacteria on your body eat the sweat and it's actually bacteria.
I didn't know that.
Poop. Pretty sure. I'm almost positive.
Oh my God, telling Allison she has
bacteria
poop?
Hang on. What causes body odor?
Who knows?
Reasons you smell. Here, I'm Googling.
Oh, good God.
Google is the greatest tool. I should just let Google do our show. Okay, the apocrine glands are mainly responsible for body odor because the sweat they produce is high in protein, which bacteria break down easily. See, there you go. It's the bacteria poop.
Wow.
Yeah. Why do people's armpits smell? Yeah. Bacteria show up and they make a stink. Bacteria encounter the sweat and they produce smelly compounds, transforming the armpit from a neutral oasis to the mothership of BO.
Oof.
Yeah. So one of the things that what Botox does is it stops you from sweating there, right? And a lot of people have the misconception that sweating from your armpits is detox. That's absolutely not the truth.
I thought that.
No, you didn't. We've talked about how sweating is not detox.
Well, I just think, but to stop your sweat from coming out,
sweating is to cool yourself, and your cooling
can come from
other parts of your body.
Ooh, I know where. I know where.
Where?
Down there. Downtown.
You cool your body downtown?
Yeah.
How?
Because
you just let it all hang out and cool like an elephant's ear. You flap it around.
Allison can back me up here.
No, she can't.
She can when you sweat down sometimes in your area.
But you cool down there.
Don't you get sweat?
Sweat. See, Allison, that's right. Sweat.
I'm sorry.
I've had sweat. It's horrible, actually.
Jillian has sweat.
But I don't cool myself. So you're saying you then turn around and you expose your nether regions to the air?
I take that stuff as soon as I get home. I take that stuff
underwear,
off.
Underwear sometimes gives me sweat. That's why I don't work out with underwear. I get swassy with it.
Yeah.
And then it's like wearing wet. It's the horrible.
It's like wearing a wet old pad.
Yes. I don't do that.
So, okay.
Okay,
so,
wait.
Yeah.
Okay, so, if you can't stop the sweat, right? Antimicrobial or antibiotic topical can help. So I've used things even like rubbing alcohol, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah, to kill the bacteria under my armpits, or like antimicrobial soap.
It doesn't sting, the rubbing alcohol?
Well, it does if you just shave. So yeah, kind of, you know, maybe like a little while later.
Yeah, gotcha.
But I mean,
so
look,
that's
it's
something you would do before the
gym. Yeah, I mean, because you're trying to kill the bacteria in that area, or like a really powerful antimicrobial soap. So that when, you know, when you're sweating, at least, I mean, it's, and then you got to get it off, obviously, when you start sweating.
Yeah, you have to stay on top of it, for sure.
Another thing that I'll do is I'll have, like, those little, like, astringent pads that, you know, people use on their face.
Mm. Yeah.
I would use it on your armpit, because it's the bacteria. Mm. That's what the bigger issue is. So Botox, there's a surgery, and it's one time only, and a friend of mine's sister did it. And you remove, I think she, I don't remember what the hell. Hang on a second, I'm going to Google it.
Now we don't want to get into that.
Well, it's one time only, Manus. Surgery for body odor. Hang on.
She must have stunk up the room. Allison just wants to kind of take care of a little
bit of business. Cosmetic procedures, get rid of strong underarms. All plastic surgery reviews. Having your sweat glands removed from the armpits.
Oh, my God.
Good God.
Oh, my God.
We don't want that, Jillian.
Or they use an office procedure with microwaves to destroy the sweat glands. I've never researched it, but I do believe that it would be better than putting aluminum in your armpits every day.
Holy smokes.
Right into your lymph nodes, personally.
So rubbing alcohol and what are those white things?
I would use like an astringent, pad. Yeah, like
makeup a makeup remover pads.
Alcohol-based.
Yeah.
Antimicrobial, that, you know, that will help to kill the bacteria. I do find that Botox works really well, though. If, again, I know
it's... How often do you have to get it?
Your body will develop a... You know, here's the thing. There's different theories on this. Like, how fast your metabolism is. Are you building an immunity to it? You know, what is the doctor? How strong is the doctor's concentration really? Because sometimes they dilute it. I think, how often do I get it, Nick?
I mean, it kind of depends on what you're doing. I would say every, like, 4 months.
Even the other day, Nicole was like, we've got the DVD shoot coming up. Do you smell? I was like, actually, I'm starting to smell.
Actually, I do.
Yeah. She's like, your roots need to be done. You're smelling. I was like, and then she kept going down the list.
Wow.
I was like, what are you trying to say?
God, you're in good shape, Jill.
Yeah. I'm like, girl. Yeah. So, I mean, I would say quarterly at the most. But it is a lot of money, you know? I mean, I would try like managing the bacteria first and see how that works.
Okay.
And just when you start after the gym, you know, wipe down and get the bacteria off you anyway. It's bad for your skin. You want to get the sweat off your body.
Yeah, sure. Okay, cool. Okay, can I ask one other question?
Please.
Okay, any advice for someone that's getting 1 to 3 hour stretches at night and can't handle it any longer?
Sleep, support, and sustenance. The three S's. So I would say, is there a significant other in the household?
Yeah.
Try the dream feed. Yeah. That's what Heidi and I did.
Yeah.
So it'd be like, okay, I'm going to do it at 11. Okay, you know, okay, so you go to bed at 9. Okay. Then, like, okay, I'll go to bed later, or I'll get up at midnight. Okay, well, then I'll get up at 3. Okay, then I'll get up at 6. So at least you're getting, like, a 6-hour stretch.
Sure.
If you have the means, I would recommend... like a night nurse a couple nights a week. I know a lot of people don't, but even if it's one night a week, you just catch up on your sleep. Sleep whenever the baby sleeps. Whenever the baby sleeps, you sleep if you can. Make sure that you're getting proper nutrition and any support you can get from family and friends to take Peanut. That's where, like, a lot of women who are like, I don't want to give her the bottle or him the bottle because then he won't take the boob. I'm like, you are screwing yourself down the road. Because it's, we never had, I fought and fought and fought and fought and fought with Heidi. And she's like, no, let's take a boob. I was like, give me the baby. She got so tired. I finally was like, I wore her down and I was like, give me the baby. So I finally got the baby and he took both. But people that don't, like, allow the child to ever take the bottle, that's a year in, you're going to be the only one that can put, you know, put the kid to sleep. So I would say, like, allow for support. Get proper nutrition, take as much help as you can, trade off throughout the night, and do the dream sleep strategy. That really helped Heidi.
Okay.
And sleep whenever Peanut sleeps, Mama.
Cool. I'm trying. She, for some reason, is only sleeping on me right now.
Yeah. But you, I will. But you gotta. But I'll see, here's the thing. I think that, like, I get it, and I know a lot of moms are like, no, she'll only, they'll only be with me. But you gotta be really careful with that. Babies will eventually sleep. You know, and it's like, I tell all my guy friends, I'm like, get in, not to exclude any gay couples, but I'm like, get in there. You got to get in there. Because otherwise, you guys get into like Schmeagle in the ring. It's like, the precious will only have me. And then you guys get crazy and the hormones. And that's when it's like, I tell the husbands, I'm like, you got to get in there. You got to get the baby. You got to take the baby. You got to feed the baby. Get baby away from mommy sometimes. Otherwise, you're going to be on the outside. Then you're going to be mad that you're on the outside. And she's going to wear herself into the ground. And so, I mean, honestly, let her sleep on your significant other. You know, if she doesn't sleep right away, she doesn't sleep. Eventually, she'll sleep. And otherwise, you're going to just wear yourself to hell. Don't do it, buddy.
Yeah. That's what happened last night. This morning, my husband said, you know, if you want, I can treat you to a hotel room tonight, and you can go home and do your own thing, and I'll have her all night. I was like, are you serious?
Go. Go.
Oh, my God.
Go.
About it.
Go. No, don't think. Don't think. Faster. Don't think about it. Go tonight. Leave. Go. Go. Leave.
Yes.
Don't. Don't do it. If you don't do it, then you become a martyr. You go. You want a healthy relationship with the situation? Pump your brains out and leave. I'm not kidding. Pump those boobs till they're dry and get out of there.
Yeah, I need it. I need it bad.
Then do it. Let me hear you say, I'm doing it.
All right, I'm doing it.
That a girl!
All right, Allison. Have a good one. Take care.
All right, well, thank you so much. Love listening to you ladies. It's always fun.
Thanks, buddy. Have a great evening alone.
Oh, thanks, Jillian. Thanks, Janice.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
It's so easy for me to be able to say those things because I didn't have those hormones, you know, that you have after giving birth. Those things are intense, man. They're just, the mommy loses her mind. I know so many moms are going to be mad at me, but I mean, it's like, they're like, I will die for the precious, which, I mean, of course you would die for your kid, but like, sometimes you don't need to go to the hotel. We're trying to Kristen. Well, I didn't leave a complete. I forgot that I wanted to say something else.
Oh my God! No, this poor woman. It's not her fault.
It is her fault.
It's your fault.
How is it my fault? All day long, I've told you. When are we doing calls?
I know, but when we don't give
people... All day long, I said, when are we doing calls?
We give people a window, and sometimes you get to
if
talk...
It's no, you're the one that's like, let's do the email bag. All day long, I said, when are we doing calls? All day. So I guarantee you it's not my fault.
No.
If it's anyone's fault, it's...
I've reached the voicemail box for Kristen.
Hold on.
I'm not available to not take done. Your call right now, but Hold if you on. Leave your name, number, and a brief message, I'll get back to you.
Don't.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Kristen, I forgot to mention that I'm never going to try you again.
Don't.
That I'm done trying you. That I'm not going to try back and that you've blown it. All
Kristen
right?
has a great
I'm
question.
I'm done. Goodbye. You fucking blew it. No, hang up. Hang up on her. Don't forget to email us your questions. We want to talk to you at JillianPodcast@gmail.com.